Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, Kyle. What an amazing conversation we got for you today on this beautiful Tuesday. At least it is where I am. It was like 50 degrees. The Ohio shooting. Oh, wait a minute. It was a guy with a knife. And he was in a gun-free zone. I'll explain. Also, double standards coming from the left with this never-ending recount. Lord, give it up. Maybe Hillary has, because she's already talking about a 2020 presidential run. I'll get into that. Hampshire College in Amherst, Mass. Took down an American flag and banned it. I'll get into all that. Also, I want to get into Tim Ryan, who basically told Chris Wallace that the Democratic caucus failed in this past election due to their fact that I don't believe that they really hear what the people want. They don't hear, you know. They didn't do enough about the economical issues. Can he beat Nancy Pelosi? People are still protesting about $15 an hour. $15 an hour. I want to get into that. Something I talked about before. I just want to get into it. Also, the English Premier League and what's going on there, and with Manchester United and everything, and wow, and you have good old Jose Mourinho getting sent off again. I still haven't found why he was taken off the field, if he went off on a ref or what. But anyways, Peter 5:7. Give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you. Kind of think that's the verse of the day. Kind of think about that as you're going through your evening today. And thank you all for everyone that gave me prayers out there. I was like Saturday, like mainly Sunday, I just slept all day. I felt like I was, oh no, I'm going to get sick again. And it kind of went and gone. I've got some like airborne stuff and been taking immunity support and praying a lot. I did a novena to the patron saint, Padre Pio, and you know, and praying to God and everything, and just put a thing out on Facebook. So I've been feeling a lot better. So, but this is the big talk that we're getting into right now, is what happened in Ohio State. The guy didn't. It was originally reported that he had a gun, but now it was no. As far as we know, it was only stabbings. And, well, let me see here. Gee, Ohio State is a gun-free zone. You know what that means? They don't want you to have guns, or you can't have guns in that area. So if I'm a good guy and I have a gun, well, I can't have a gun. It's a gun-free zone. And the guy's willy-nilly going around with a knife stabbing people. No one can do anything about it. When are they going to wake up? I think Tim Ryan is trying to fight for Nancy Pelosi's spot might be waking up to. I'll get into that, but I think people need to wake up. A guy with a gun. Most of us that own guns, we shoot them. I used to shoot mine a lot more because one of my friends, she used to live right near a range, and she went down to Florida, so I don't get to go to the range. I used to go there all the time. I'd go out there when I was house sitting, shoot off about 100 rounds. Son. Get my bread out there, get my practice in, you know. But where I'm shooting at it though, it's like so far away. I mean, I'm like shooting from like rifle distance, but where, you know, but it's still, I'd sit there and just shoot and see where it'd go, and I'd kind of gauge the wind and different things. So just kind of how it goes. But we have knowledge and training. We have knowledge and training, and we don't just sit there and blindly buy guns and buy ammo and, okay, I'm just going to squeeze the trigger when something... No, that's not how it works. I remember, and I said this was a while ago, but I said about a year and a half ago, there was a lady that's like, there was a shooting on a Chicago bus. Well, if someone had a gun, it would have made it worse. I'm like, so cops have guns? You didn't say anything about police. I'm like, I don't have to. A guy with a gun who is a good person would actually probably make the situation better or worse. He'd make it better. 9 times out of 10, when there's a guy that goes into school and starts shooting up, as soon as he's confronted with someone with a gun, what happens? Bang, it's over. Why do you want it to drag on? We can't have guns around these kids. Well, do whatever you're going to do. Guns save lives, but they can also kill. You know, use common sense. Yes, it's the person, not the gun. Advil is great if you take one or two pills. If you take 50, not so great. Use common sense. If you're kind of having a hard time in the bedroom, don't go buy a can of Easy Off. Okay? Use common sense. Read the thing. It's for the oven. Some people, why do you think they put warning contains peanuts in a peanut butter container? Because some dude's going to say, oh, Jiffy peanut butter. And they're going to eat the thing. They're going to be definitely allergic. They're going to die and someone's going to sue. That's just how the world works. Oh, I didn't know this coffee would be hot and I spilled it on my lap. I want 100 million. That's, I don't get it. I mean, seriously. And this is I'm not, this is something that I thought of. No, this is well, everyone has, all my friends that have cats are like, oh, here goes another Christmas without a tree.
You can have a cat.
I know, and I want to have a tree up, but we have a hard, I mean, when will we have time to put it up and all this? Because we work a lot, but here's what I want to, this is what I would recommend. You get like a electrical fence that's low voltage, like the thing to hook up.
Can I zap you?
No. You see how, you know how they did that with the Trump sign? So the people in Steelman, they get shocked. You can turn them down for their, where they're safe for like cows and horses and stuff like that. And if the cat touched the tree and got zapped lightly with his, they would know after about 2 or 3 times, they would not touch it because they would automatically have the sensory thing that, they touch it, they're going to get zapped. Okay, they're designed for animals. They're not high voltage. They're not that damaging. But anyways, that's what they do with horses. Most of the time, those electrical fences don't work because they turn them on, and when the horses touch them 2 or 3 times, they, okay, I got zapped. Something's up with that fence, right? And they will never touch it again. We're not putting it at a high voltage so that the cat's gonna get fried. You just do it lightly so that they get zapped just enough to know, whoops. It was just an idea. Watch, I'll probably get like a bunch of people like write me private messages on Facebook. You killed my cat. No, I just gave you the idea. I didn't say turn the thing up to like 4,000 volts. Plus, those things can't get that high anyways. They're like very... But then you can die from a 9-volt battery if you have enough amperage. That's a whole nother situation. Hey, you know. But back to where we were going, you know. I mean, there's no common sense in this world. I mean, like the Captain Common Sense lost his powers. No one has any common sense anymore but that guy. I mean, I don't understand where the common sense left. But we need the banned guns because they're dangerous. Okay, look at when 9/11 wasn't guns. These stabbings and stuff were not guns. They were knives.
There's been bombs.
It doesn't matter. It's a hypocritical thing. I got my nunchucks on eBay taken down because it's considered a weapon, but I bought my wife off of eBay a knife. Explain that one. You can buy nunchucks if they're like a heavy foam, so it doesn't hurt when you get hit, but you can spin them around just like real nunchucks, but they don't hurt at all. And that would be a good thing because I've knocked myself where, in the arm and stuff. Those the real nunchucks. Wow. But I tried to sell them on eBay and they were taken down because it's considered a weapon. But you can buy knives all day long on there. Pardon me? Will this recount ever end? There is a double standard in the Liberal Party right now. There was a lady that was interviewed, and this is before the election. She goes, I'm not a conservative, but the Republican Party is not in shambles. It's the Democratic Party. Well, I mean, the Republicans kind of are because, we elected someone that was not a Republican, per se. He was someone that was considered a businessman.
Running scared because they don't know what's
going to
happen.
I would say that the Republicans are less in shambles than the Democrats, but I think, well, as I've said before, there's really no difference. You can say the Democrats are not in shambles, the Republicans are, or vice versa, but they're about the same because there's no difference. There's really no difference, folks. And what you don't know, and I'm a political nerd, if the vote counts are within certain parameters, if Hillary is to win by a certain margin, they will recount them anyways. If they're that close, they will usually recount just to make sure. If it's within like 1% or something, I think it's like 1% or under, they will automatically recount them. And well, they recounted Michigan and Trump still won. And I think they've recounted a couple states where Hillary won, just the state did on its own. And, I mean, it helped Trump some. It helped Hillary a little bit more, but whatever, she still won the state. It's not going to affect the outcome. Wasn't it Hillary Clinton who said that, was going off and how ridiculing Trump because he's not going to accept the election results, and he's not going to accept the election results, and whatever happens, he's not going to accept it. And, part of the democracy is having winners or losers. She lost. Get over it. And I think she's kind of over it because there's been talk that through the media wires and stuff that she's already planning a 2020 run. If she's still alive, she's going to have a 2020. I mean, because you figure it. There is something wrong with her because she didn't campaign hardly at all. She was not anywhere to be seen 4 days before the debates. Trump was in five places every day, dang near. I don't know. I don't know. I don't see her being healthy enough for the 2020 run. But I don't get it. She's like, we got to recount. We got to do this. We got to do that. We need to recount these again. We need to have like a 20th recount. We need to have the recount, other recounts. Even though I said that, she's doing everything she said Trump was going to do. She's just pissed because she spent all that money, all that time. She had people who ended up getting fired because they were giving her the debate questions in advance. the town hall questions in advance, and she still lost. Yes. It was hilarious to see all these people crying in the sense of this. A lot of the people that you see whining and crying and moaning and pissing, they don't know anything. See, the American people normally vote by this rule. Okay, we had 4 years of Bush. Do you believe you were better off before Bush took office or after he took office? If you feel you're better off, more than likely you will vote the next person that has similar views or has that similar point, you know. That's why, like I told one of my friends, if the Republicans were that great, you would have a Republican in that White House every 4 years. You would have a Republican controlled House and Senate every 4 years. Every midterm election, you would have House and Senate controlled by Republicans. Then when it's a presidential election year, a president would be a Republican. But if Democrats were so great, you would have a Republican not win the White House. A Democrat would every 4 years. And in the midterms, Democrats would control the House and Senate. But what do you think? Look, you had Carter. Then you had Reagan. Then you had Bush for 4 years. Then you had Clinton. Then you had Bush. Then you had Obama. You went back and forth, basically. Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Since before Carter, it's been going back and forth, back and forth. People are fed up because they don't feel like, well, actually, now I think a lot of people are saying, you know what? At the end of Obama, I go looking back on it, I'm not really better off from any of them. There's going to be some people at like the O'Hare Airport. They're planning on protesting, and there's some other people, and there's still some small protests going on about $15 an hour. And like I told my wife last night, and I've said this before on the program, this is nothing new. So if you're a program listener, you know this. I don't want $15 an hour. I want to be able to make. I want to be able to stay at the wage I'm at right now and be able to have a decent living. There was a time in this country before I was alive. Anyway, it was kind of like when I was born, it was kind of there, but it was dissipating where I could work at my job 40 hours a week and come home and I could provide for my wife and if we had two kids. If she wanted to work, she could do whatever she wanted to, but she didn't have to work. I'm not, because I brought this up to someone. Oh, you don't think women should work? I said, what do you mean? Well, let me rephrase it. My wife could work 40 hours a week and I could stay home. Does that solve your thinking that I'm not wanting women to work? I want to go back to it. I mean, we need to have deflation where we need to make the dollar. I'm tired of inflation where every time you turn around, God, I remember when this stuff was like $2. Now it's $3. Now it's $4. There was a guy that I don't know if I talked about this on the show. If I did, it was a long time ago. He spent like $1,000 and bought a bunch of like disposable, you know, like the cartridge razors, like the 3-blade ones. He goes, there hasn't been much innovation or change in them. And guess what? He goes, by the time these things will never expire, never go bad. And I'll save money because I'll buy them now when they're like $5 and it'll be $10 by the time I'd have to rebuy them. And like I tell people, you know, I use a Dovo Shavette and I use a safety razor. And I buy disposable, the twin blade, the disposable double-sided blades. And I'm actually thinking about getting single-edged blades from a Shavette so I don't have to break the blade in half and put it in there. But, you know, you can get by with one blade. They did it for years. And you can buy some... Yeah. Oh, you don't need. And actually, if you have sensitive skin, man, you want to have as few blades touching your skin as possible. Now, with the shavette, you can cut yourself. Unless you know what the heck you're doing, you can cut yourself, because if you don't go straight up and down, if you go any way side to side, bang, you can have a nick, because I've done it. And I know what I'm doing, and I've cut nick myself. But my point is, stuff keeps going up and up and up and up and up. Everyone's like, Obama's doing a great job. Okay, well then, if I was considering a president doing a great job, I'd be like, look at this. A can of Coke is back to 50 cents. You know, places and stuff are going. I remember the five and dime stories from my mom and dad, because I wasn't alive for a five and dime. Yeah, when you actually had the nickel and dime store where stuff cost a nickel and a dime. I mean, like I told Mickey, I said, you know, I wish I could do get in the DeLorean, go back to 1959 and buy a whole bunch of 59 Les Paul Sunbursts. Keep them in pristine condition. Now they'd be worth, now they're worth like $750,000. You pay $276 for it, and then you get seven. Actually, that wouldn't really work, because if you bought, let's say, like 30 of them and brought them back, and they were in pristine condition, the value would drop them in. Because they figured out alchemy. They can make gold out of next to like in perfect metals. But the problem is, it's like you can get like a gram of gold, but it costs like $30,000 or whatever to make that little gram of gold, and that's like $40 worth, you know, so it's impractical money-wise, but you don't hear presidents talk about putting gold and silver back in our currency, making it valuable. You know, if this country was doing so great, the dollar would be strong, and our products wouldn't be costing what they cost. I remember we used to go to the Dollar Tree, and they used to have some decent products. Not as much now, but the problem you have now is there's times I go to the Dollar Tree, I'm like, that's 97 cents at Walmart. You know, people vote with their wallet. Am I better off now? I don't believe we're better off, period. I mean, and see, people just don't know what to think when I'm like, well, you know, for me, it's not a Trump fault. It's not a Bush. It's everyone's attributed to it. Some have been better than others. But I just think it's I don't get it. I don't know. You know, but that would have been your president. Someone that's pissing and moaning because they lost. Instead of, I could respect Hillary Clinton, not really, but if she would have said, you know what, hey, Donald Trump has been elected president, it's time to stand behind him. Hopefully what he does is going to make this country better. And I wish people would do that with a president. I don't care what you support or believe. Say, you know what, I'm going to give Barack Obama a chance. I did. I wasn't happy that he got elected, but I was just getting frustrated when I'm okay. This newspaper from Kenya said that their native born, their biological Kenyan brother who was born there, Barack Obama, who would ever thought that someone from Kenya, Africa, who was born here could become president of the free world? Wait a minute here. Why are they saying that when he is born in Hawaii? But then you get all these liberals, oh no, they're just saying that because, you know, he lived there. No, they're saying that they're native born. He was born in Kenya. And to believe that someone from our nation who's that says what they were basically saying is, well, if Barack Obama, who was born in Kenya, can become the president of the United States, anyone in Kenya can do anything they want to if they put their mind to it. That's what the whole basis of this thing was. It's not, well, no, it's just metaphorical, just like how Jeff Gordon for a while said he's, you know, when he couldn't race because he wasn't old enough in California, she had to be like 16 or 18, and he could race those midgets in Indiana, and he moved here, and he's kind of considered Indiana's home. Yeah. There are people that consider a place where they may have been born in Indiana, but they lived their whole life in New York, so they call that their home. That's different calling some place your home and calling this place where you were born, your birthplace. Totally different. When that stuff was coming out, it's just like, okay, how is, you know, when those Black Panthers were threatening people who tried to vote for someone other than Obama, that was not, I wasn't dissing, I wasn't saying, oh, he sucks as a president. I'm saying, look at this. How are they getting away with this? When there were people that came forward that said, yes, I'm a Republican and at my polling place, I was taken at gunpoint and told to leave. What I would have done is said, shoot me. This is going to make national news. Go ahead and shoot me. I'm not going anywhere. Yeah, but who knows? But my point is, we gave him a chance. But when one thing after another happened, okay, he's not wearing an American flag pin. Are you kidding me? What next? And one thing after another. And we weren't dissing him as a president. It wasn't until, okay, well, let me see here. We were dissing it wasn't about Obama as much as it was about the government I was going off on. You know, well, we have to pass Obamacare to find out, well, what's in it. Okay, and you're going to praise that? When Obama did a State of the Union address and says, okay, Nancy Pelosi, I can fire you right now. I don't need you. John Boehner, get the heck out of here. I don't need you. I don't need any single one of you in Congress. I can pass whatever I want. I have executive order, and they all cheered him on. Would you be cheering your boss if he said, yeah, we got this new computer program. It's going to bring a robot in here, and it's going to do your job 10 times better, 50 times faster. I wouldn't be cheering. It's about what he did. I said, you know, he's our president. I don't agree with him, but I'm going to give him a chance. And if my dad voted for him the first time around, and what happened? I am not better off now than I was. Far from it. Give Trump a chance. It's like he's going to round up gays and put them in a concentration camp. No, that was Fidel Castro that did that. And you guys are praising him. There are people on the left. There's an interview with a guy on Fox News that basically was like, oh, he's done so much for the world. Mom, I'm like, who are you kidding? He might have inspired Kim Il-sung or one of them. I don't get it. Praising Fidel Castro. Lord help him. Thank God he's dead. I'm on cloud nine. And Trump has tweeted this. It was, well, Barack Obama's been the first president since JFK to go to Cuba. He wanted to try to have some relations with Cuba. Okay, that's fine. Make sure that the ends justify the means. Making sure, okay, I don't mind doing business with them, but what is in it to guarantee that those Cuban people are going to have better rights? We're going to have rights at all. You know, if we're going to, Trump's going to consider doing stuff with Cuba if there's a better deal for the people themselves, and they have more freedom and more and have a democracy. If not, no deal. Thank you, Mr. President. There's all these photos recently where Barack Obama supposedly feeding the homeless and feeding these veterans and all this stuff. I'm like, photo op. He never did it before. Now all of a sudden he's about to go out and leave the White House, and you know, I'm a scandal-free president, and I feed the homeless. It just makes you want to scream. I'm far from better off. I'm not going to the store going, "Whoo, look at how low these prices are. Thank you for strengthening the dollar. Thanks for strengthening the dollar." I understand commodities go up and down. You have great years with OJ, you have bad years with OJ. You have good years with corn, bad yields with corn. It's going to happen with... But when a bad year with OJ, like my mom can tell you, I remember when it used to be like a dollar for a thing of OJ. Not no more. Now if you want to buy like the cheap stuff, it's like $4. If you want any of the supposedly good stuff, it's like $7. But there really is not much difference. Most OJ you get is probably at least 3 months old minimum, if not longer. And usually what they do is it's frozen and it's lost a lot of its essence. So they go to a perfume company and they say, "We need an orange oil essence that basically..." And they've gotten it down to a science where they make it where it tastes and smells just like OJ and oranges, and they put that back, they put some of that essence into the OJ concentrate so that it smells like it again. Because you would just have like you would drink OJ like normal, but you wouldn't have that smell, that OJ. It'd be like if you drink something and you plug your nose and you can't taste it, same kind of thing. You'd have no idea what you're drinking if it was had a different color. Like I read in an article like 2 years ago, they can make an all steel penny and it would still cost more than a penny to make it. Really? I want to have a penny that I can sit there, look at this. I can melt this down and I have like 10 cents worth of metal in here. So it has value. I want quarters with silver back in it. Kennedy would have wanted that too. What happened as soon as he left office and was assassinated? Yeah, in a casket. But you know what I mean, folks. When he was gone, what happened? The war on poverty happened. They took gold and silver out of our currency, all that stuff, and it's gone slowly downhill ever since. You know, because someone, you know, a lot of people, somebody made a comment about, like, when we're talking about Fidel Castro, well, it was a Democrat that like, started the embargo, and I'm like, yeah. John F. Kennedy would be considered a conservative today. How many Democrats out there are saying, "Ah, it's not what the country can do for you, but what you can do for the country. How can you give back?" No, it's all about, okay, if I'm elected president, free health care, free college, free food stamps, free this. See, we're going to have a program that if you enroll in a college, not only is it going to be free, but you're going to have like $3,000 a month to spend to do whatever you need to pay bills. That's ridiculous. Nothing's free in this world. Tim Ryan, an Ohio Democrat representative, he basically told Chris Wallace, "Folks, this is why we lost the election." He's challenging Nancy Pelosi for her House Majority Leader position. I think he's starting to wake up to say, hey, look. Hello, folks. Trump struck a nerve with these people who feel like, you know, we're living the good life and here they are struggling. I need to start seeing what Trump's saying, whether I do that or not. That's why we lost the election. We're out of touch with the majority of Americans. Gee, you think? You wonder why Hillary Clinton didn't get elected when a lady was fired when it proved that she was giving questions ahead of time to Hillary. They were helping her out. They had hand signals in the debates. And there was a couple times where, you know, she threw the signal and the guy behind the debate table was like, oops. I guess she did the wrong signal. He didn't know what to do because she gave the wrong signal. It's hilarious. It's fun to watch those debates, like, and you can see all these things that, like, you don't notice when you're just trying to, if you sit there and try to, it's fun to, like, I watched one for like 10 minutes where I put the mute on just to watch them and not hear anything. And it's amazing these little, like rubbing of the cheek, and she would do it. All the, you know, and you can tell that she was doing like Morse code or sign language or something. But Tim Ryan, I think, is finally someone that's woken up to say, hey, they beat us. This is why they beat us. You know, we didn't focus on economic issues enough. The average person is worse off now than they have been in a long time. Something's got to give. And I hope that it changes, because I see a lot of people, I believe Trump's woken them up. Like, okay, they're scared now, because I kind of feel like their way of life is going to the wayside. This kicking it and having a good time and, you know, and whether I do anything for my constituents or not, who cares? I think that day is going down. I hope so, but I guess what I'm saying is, like I've said this before, okay? If you don't think he's done a great job or is looking after, you know, Michiganians or Illinoisians or Hoosiers or whatever, then you vote them out and you put someone else in there. But then there are people that think Barack Obama's done such a great job and this country's in the best shape it's ever been. So I hope he beats Nancy Pelosi. I mean, I hate her, but I don't know if he's any better. I mean, I think it's just going to be one of those change. It's going to be the changing of the guard. It's going to be one person to another, you know. It's kind of like, well, we're going to, you know, he was going to stab you 6 times. He's going to stab you 4 times. So you're going to get stabbed either way. Well, I don't want to get stabbed. That's too bad. You ain't got a choice, you know. That's how I believe a lot of people voted for Trump, because, okay, I've been stabbed every which way to Sunday by these people. He's not a politician. He's a businessman. Let's see what happens. You know, we went far left with Barack Obama, and the majority of Americans think they're worse off. So let's try this guy. And if he doesn't do what he says, he won't make it. I mean, he's a billionaire. He doesn't need to do this. Got about 20 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you all for tuning in so much. But this is how bad it's getting. In Hampshire College, in Amherst, Massachusetts, they removed the American flag. Because I guess like when Trump won, they put it at half staff. And it wasn't to go after Trump. It was because I guess there's a lot of people that felt like they were getting, how would you put this? Like there was all like harassment and hate speech and all this stuff. And when it was at half mast, someone took it down and burned it on Veterans Day or whatever. So they just said, hey, we're not going to have a flag up. And thousands of veterans came out to protest and all this. And it's just crazy. I mean, it's a American college and you can't have an American flag because people are offended. There's hate speech. That I'm getting discriminated against because you got an American flag there. I don't understand. I'm a fixer, and I just don't understand it. A college in this, we can't have an American flag because people are offended. And there's hate speech and harassment. And we're going to... No, I believe it was a half staff for Trump to protest that he won. And somebody got a hold of it and burned it. Because for some reason, people think Trump's going to put everyone in a concentration camp. Wait. And they're going to... He's going to bomb everybody and kill everyone and... Yeah, he owns a billion-dollar business that thrives on people being there and spending money, and he's just going to go around and bomb everybody. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. I never understood that. Well, when they tried to make the comparison with him and Hitler, I never got that, but then the people that tried to make that connection, they were far from knowing anything. You know, they're like out in the field anyways. I don't get it, man. And then they just keep wanting more and more and more and more money. They don't want to fix the problem. They just... Well, the problem to inflation is just give us more money. Instead of, well, how do you fix the problem? How do you get it so that the dollar's more valuable, so that things become less expensive? I don't understand. But I'm just one guy. The man behind the mic. We got to come together as a nation. Okay, in 4 years, Trump won't be president if you don't like what he's done or he hasn't done anything positive. I mean, if Barack Obama had done something positive, I'd say, yeah, I didn't want him. He was not my choice, but hey, I was wrong about him. You know, he has brought down crime. He has gone after ISIS. When they set those bombs off, he bombed them back. But that's not the case. That's not what's happened. He can't even refer to them as Islamic extremists. He calls them ISIL, not ISIS. Yep.
Well, they are.
But what difference does it make at this point?
I mean, this is how bad
this United States has gotten. And I've said this before. They could have given everyone, all 317 million of us, $1 million and still spent less money than they did rolling out Obamacare.
Talk about a catch-22 on that one. But that's how it is. We have this society where everything should be free. Everything should be free. Everything should be free. We should just give it to me. Just give it to us. Just give it to us. No one wants to work for anything or earn anything. I mean, this is how bad it's gotten. I think they said it was taken down, but like a while ago, like about a week, about like 4 days ago or so, if you went to Google Maps, they labeled it. Someone got in there and switched it, and it said dump
Tower instead of Trump Tower. And at the time of the article, they said that it had already been changed back. Whoever did it, I don't know if it was a hacker or like a prankster or whatever, but I'm not sure. Some people say it was Google being who Google is. I'm going to get into this really quick.
Let's see if I can get this. Trump, because I was, this is hilarious
in this, because Trump names a former Goldman Sachs banker, Steve Mnuchin, as head of the Treasury Department. And everyone's going, yep, here we go. We're doomed. He's taking a Goldman Sachs person. And I'm like, this guy made the best comment. He goes, yeah, it's amazing how idiotical you people are. Not one of you read the fact that it states he was a former employee. He no longer is affiliated with them. It's just saying what he has done, that he has experience. He's not a pro golfer that's going to run the Treasury, and someone that knows banking. And those were probably liberals anyways that went off. But it doesn't matter. I'm not going to blow smoke up Trump's butt every time he does something. He's going to do things that I disagree with. But that's the democracy we live in. You're not always going to win. There's a baseball game, okay? They have extra innings until someone hits a home run to win the game. Everyone wins. You have to take the good with the bad. There are some liberals that Trump is putting in his cabinet. If that lady from the secretary, no, she's going to be the head of education. If she takes the job, she's a left person. He's not selecting all his close buddies as everyone thought he was going to do. Trump says, okay, we need help in education. Who's the best person for the job? Okay, we need to get this debt under control. Who's the best person for the job?
He's a businessman. He doesn't want a yes man. He wants someone who will get stuff
done. Yep.
They don't have to agree with him. They can bounce ideas off of each other. They just have to get stuff done.
Yep. And that's
what they don't understand.
Yeah, he is used to dealing with people from all sides of the aisles in his business. If it's going to work, use it. Go for it.
I don't know.
I'm not, like I've said before, I'm not going to be praising him with everything he does. And that's how you have to look at it. Okay, he's our president. We need to move forward and prepare. I mean, Ford's already talked about the cars that they were going to have built in Mexico, having them built back here now. He's having people who came to Michigan and said, hey, you know what? I'm going to put a 35% tariff on this. Someone's going to pay for it. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. This is what's going to happen. I'm a billionaire. I don't have to do anything. He doesn't do any drinking or drugs or anything. He smokes nothing. He could sit on a beach and not have to do anything the rest of his life. No, he's decided to come and help out our country. Now, he's just going to help his business. Great. I hope he does. He's probably been screwed over by all the policies that have been passed down in the past 20 years. And hopefully the stuff that he passes that helps his business trickles down and helps all of us. But this is bullcrap because he didn't pay taxes. Well,
Well, you had the opportunity, Hillary, to end the loopholes. You know, you did the same thing Trump did to get out of paying taxes, so don't be such a whiner. And that's one thing I'm seeing that I like about Trump is he's trying to find the best person for the job. Who's going to do that job the best? I don't care what party affiliate, whatever. I don't care. If you're the best person, if you're going to get the job done, I don't want to go along with person. I want someone like, no, what are you doing that for? This is going to work. You know, if Al Gore supposedly had a plan that would eliminate the deficit, why wouldn't someone who really cared about this country and eliminating the deficit, why wouldn't they use it? No matter what side of the aisle it was. If I was president, I would have used it. And I was okay, folks. I'm gonna use Al Gore's plan. It's gonna eliminate the deficit. I'm not gonna deviate it 1 cent. And if something goes wrong, you're gonna blame me anyways. Because that's how it goes. Moving on, folks. Like I say, I'm not a doomsdayer. It's just what I see going on in this world. You know, I live my life. And you should too. You know? You should have some stuff around the house. In case, you know, like in the wintertime, people always make sure to have a little bit more soda, a little bit more of this, a little bit more detergent, so that you don't have to go out into the snow. But if you buy a survival food, you know, dehydrating stuff for the last 25 years, you're a doomsdayer. Well, what if I lose power? And I have to get my little butane burner out there, and I boil water, and I add it to the pouch, and fold it over, and let it reconstitute, and there you go. I got scrambled eggs, or whatever. You know, it's, I don't know. We're not doomsdayers. We just see what we see, and we're trying to do something about our great country that we care about so much that my dad and her dad fought for. That's what offends me when I see people tear the flag or burn it. Wow. I'm sure a lot of you've heard this, but from the football world, Chapinas, it's a Brazilian football team, and they were going to like a regional tournament, and they believe, well, 75 are confirmed dead, 5 are injured, and I think there's like 2 are critical, 2 are okay. 1 is a reporter, 1 is a Japanese player, and they believe that it was a electrical malfunction that caused the crash of the plane. And, you know, it's just rocked the football world big time, because I always say, you know, you never know when something's going to happen, you know. That's why I try to tell my wife as much as I can I love her, because you never know when I'm going to have my last picture taken. And the team was just so high-spirited. It didn't matter if they were first or last. They were always grateful for what they had. And it's just, it's something to think about, you know. So many people, I need this, I need this, I need that. And there's pictures of them in the locker room, you know, banging on the walls with their nameplate and the crest of the team, and they're on cloud 9. And that's how you should, you know, and that's the spirit that they had. It's just kind of amazing to see, you know, how they, and that's how they want to be remembered. And it's just one of those things that when you see them like that, it's like, wow. Look at, you know, and they're from what they, I mean, compared to like what some people have, you know, they're not a multi-billion-dollar company. It's not like they have like endless resources, you know, but they had life. And that's one thing, like in one of the pictures, they said, this is how they want their team to be remembered. And a lot of the management owners and stuff saying, you know,
don't mourn them as much, but celebrate their life that they had. And that's, you know, everyone, when they go to a funeral, they're always like saddened, and, you know, and some people like, hey, celebrate their life, man. I mean, I want someone at my funeral. I want, you know, but if you love me, tell me you love me now. Do something with me now. I mean, because, I mean, I'm not going to be too talkative at the grave. I'm not saying don't come visit me, you know, whatever, but, you know, celebrate your life. And that's awesome that what they want, how that team wants to be remembered. And it's just, you never know, man. Just enjoy your life. Live your life, man. It's a great, I'm on, you know, Jesus told me today, he goes, wake up, son. You got another beautiful day, and I can't thank him enough for it. Now on to the Premier League, folks. As he did it again. Oops, I did it again. I got thrown out of the game. That's Jose Mourinho. I'm going to try to look it up, because I looked it up. I tried to find what they, if he told the referee off or something, and they, but they never once, normally they go up into the stands, into a seating area up there where they have no communication or anything. And what they can do, they can sometimes write pieces of paper back and forth, but that's mainly it. And, I mean, if he gets thrown out again, I don't think they'll, I really think he's treading thin ice. It's the first time since 1980 they've had four draws at home. We're in sixth place with 20 points. 11 behind first place Chelsea. I mean, Arsenal's doing surprisingly well. You know, give it to Arsene Wenger. But I just don't, I don't know why he got thrown out. They didn't really, because normally they said, well, the cameras would normally pick up, yeah, he's sitting over here in the stands, or if he just left the stadium and went to the, I don't know what happened. They really didn't specify or knew, at least the announcers. Got about 90 seconds left, but it's just one of those, it's like, are you kidding me? Twice? I mean, he didn't seem super happy-go-lucky when he got out of the, when he got off the bus and he went into the tunnel and stuff like that, into the building. He just didn't seem, I don't know. I've not been a real big, huge fan of him. I've been very vocal. But he's our manager. And something's gotta happen, in my opinion. I think they've got great players. I think something's going to have to turn around quick. I mean, if he gets thrown out again, I think the fans are going to say, hey, what the hell are you guys doing? This is the third time he's been, you know, are you going to keep him? You know? So, and also, I thought by now Purdue would have said, okay, yeah, we've got a decision on their football coach. So, who knows? It's just been crazy. But I want to thank you all so much for tuning in and listening in wherever you are. And with the firm reliance and the protection of divine providence, our lives and our fortunes and our sacred honors. Until Thursday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.